Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis C.O.G., whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We are alive because you have kept us. You have sustained us all through these 20 days of glory. You have glorified yourself. Jesus, you have glorified yourself. You have glorified yourself. Ancient of the days, we bless you. Honor you. Magnify you. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love. In Jesus' glorious, precious, and mighty name we have prayed. Can you celebrate loud and clear one more time? Now, as we plant a seed, now some of us who are workers, you were in service the first one. Help us step out so that others who just came in can enjoy this service experience. I am a worker in this church, Pastor Mavis. Yes, maybe our guys from Yaba that can still stay in, maybe. Because we have our people from Yaba, from Ojodu, and Ikorodu today. Yes, Ekwa is streaming live the service already. Yes, so please, you can just pick your bags and let the ushers locate the seats and bring some other people in. So I will just do one beautiful song as we sit. Then we'll do that in another 2 minutes. You can sit now, everyone. Every other person, you know your ushers, please. They are giving up their seats already. You quickly look for how to get people in fast. In the next 1 minute, those who need to come in can start coming. Ancient words, long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own hand. Let the ancient word ring back. Ancient words long preserved for our work in this world. They resound with God's own hand. Oh, let the ancient word. Sing ancient words,
ever true,
changing me,
and changing you.
We have come. Handed down unto us, came to us through sacrifice. Oh, he the faithful works of Christ. Shed words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come. Family here been going through struggle. It has lasted up to 5 years, consistent struggle, and it has affected other siblings. I see the hand of God supernaturally shifting things in that family. I declare that the days of struggle, they are over in the name of Jesus. Everyone that has gone through a season of perpetual dryness, inability to experience supernatural favor, I declare in the name of Jesus, that season is overturned in the name of Jesus. Whatever belongs to you that have been deprived you, privileges, opportunities, platforms, doors that should open, I declare in the name of Jesus, by the Spirit, they are opening now in the name of Jesus. That the light of God's word will breathe upon your hearts today. Everyone that has become a trouble, every sibling that has become a trouble, a heartache in the family, by the mercy of God, I declare that one retrace his step, retrace her step in the name of Jesus. The position you ought to occupy in the family line, you are not there because you have nothing. You are not regarded. By the mercy of God, I declare that the hand of the Lord God Almighty will turn things around and you'll be reinstated to your position of honor. I don't know who I'm talking to, but you know yourself. You are reinstated to your position of honor. Your siblings have taken personal responsibility for you and it's becoming like you are a burden. Bazina vrate enetesh. I declare, the Lord is wiping away your tears and restoring your honor. In the name of Jesus. We're going to do a quick one this morning. And we'll get into the Thanksgiving. It's the Thanksgiving service for 20 days of glory. And it also doubles for us as Thanksgiving. We are not doing the celebration yet. We trust God that we're going to do that maybe before the end of the year. Of our 10th anniversary. Praise God. God has helped us and we are grateful to God. Amen. This morning I'm going to be speaking around the subject of faith. So I want you to pay attention. The word of God says clearly that the just shall live by what? Faith. And that thing, you'll find it about 3 times like that in scripture. Different verses. And every time there is an emphasis, it is proof that God wants you to see it again. The emphasis in scripture is not because we have so many space, you understand, in scripture to take all that. It is just proof that God wants you to see it again. I want you to see it again. I want you to see it again. Child of God, the Bible says, the just shall live by faith. So anything that is not done in faith will not last. Anything that you receive by faith, you sustain it by faith. If you received it by faith, you keep it by what? Faith. So Paul speaking to Timothy, in this context, it has to do with, you know, eternal life. Paul tried to speak to Timothy here. In 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 12. Paul speaking to Timothy, he said, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold of eternal life. Whereunto thou art called, and you have already professed a good profession before many people. You have already told people about your testimony. You have told them about what God has done. You have gotten it already. He said, fight the good fight of faith to lay hold of it. Why is he asking us to lay hold? Because the Bible says in John 10:10 that the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to do what? Destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that they will have life and have it abundantly. So everything that God has given the believer, the devil is trying to do everything to ensure that he will steal it from you. But child of God, listen to me. By the revelation and the light that you are receiving this morning, I declare everything that is stolen is restored in the name of Jesus. Everything the enemy has taken, restored in the name of Jesus. Lay hold. The word lay hold means to cease by force. Hold on to tight. Everything that God has given to you, cease by force. Hold on to tight. Don't let go. I'll share with them in the first service. And I mentioned that one of the reasons why you lay hold is because you know there is a thief that wants to steal. True or false? You know there's a thief that wants to steal, so you hold on. If you know a thief is going to show up around the community, you shut your doors, you lock your gate. Is that not? Yes, because you know that somebody is around. Sometimes you are in an environment where you realize that they are thieves. Or maybe you are living in the same room with somebody who steals and you have an idea. If you used to keep your money carelessly before and the person shows up, what do you do? What do you do? You hide your stuff. You keep it well because you are saying, I don't want anybody to take what belongs to me. Now that's a normal thing. That's a very common thing. And the same thing the word of God is saying here, that there are certain things that God has given to you. They belong to you. But the devil doesn't want you to enjoy it. Why? Because he's the enemy. He wants you to look like God is partial, God is wicked, God is hard, God doesn't care about his children. So everything God gives his children, because many believers do not know how to lay hold of the promises of God, the devil finds a way to steal it. In one of the services, I can't remember whether Thursday or thereabout, I started teaching about how to lay hold of the spiritual realities and bring them into the physical. You will need to listen to that message. Was it on Thursday? On Thursday. You need to go back to that message and listen to it again. Do we understand what I'm trying to say here now? You lay hold of eternal life because that's what God has given to you. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 11 verse 12 that the kingdom of God suffered violence and the violent take it by force. Two types of faith I mentioned. The first one is violent faith. The second one is persistent faith. The violent faith is the one that says, if you come around here, devil, I'll crush your head. You can't sit down and start crying. And say, I'm really tired. I'm really being careful because I don't make the devil will attack. He's already attacking. I don't want to pray too loud so that I will not attract demons. By your birth, the fact that you were born, they attracted. Jesus was born, and just before that Jesus Christ was born, you discover that already Herod was waiting. And I said, what's happening here? Anytime a star is born, kingdom of hell does not ask what is the gender. They ask what is the assignment. Because assignment and purpose is not about the gender. It is about the specific nature of the work. For Jesus said that he has come to destroy the works of darkness. No wonder the devil was looking for Jesus so hard as to kill all the children. So Jesus did not have an age mate. Exactly an age mate. 2 years down in his lifetime. Nobody was 33. You don't understand it. In the city where Jesus, nobody was 33 years at the time Jesus was 33 years and that month. They were either 2 months backward or 2 months, 2 years backward or 2 years. But because somebody decided that I will kill one star. Because Moses will be born. All of a sudden Pharaoh decided, let's start killing all the boys. But the wise woman said, I will keep this one. It was the deliverer that the devil had target on. The attacks that you're going through and the pressure is sign that there's something important about your life. If you see an empty vessel, pirates don't go after empty vessels. They go after the one that is loaded. They know what they want. Every devil that has vowed to attack any life under the sound of my voice, I declare today, you are rising with violent faith. I say you are rising with violent faith. You are taking what belongs to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, every devil that is trying to invade your space, every devil that has vowed to mess up your life, I declare by the hand of God, things are changing in the name of Jesus. Lay hold of eternal life. Take it by force. Take it by force. You can't just sit down and allow the devil to make a mess of your life. He's already disturbing your marriage and you're saying, okay. He will transport to your children. If you leave it, he will take one. Like chicken in the cage. Take one. Watch. Nobody's talking. Take two. Watch. Nobody's talking. Take three. Watch. Take all of them. That's what the devil does. So you must make up your mind and say, no devil is coming around my space. Are you hearing what I'm saying here, church? And why I'm teaching the subject of faith is that you have received a lot of things in 20 days of glory already. And there are still many more things that God wants to deliver. Some testimonies are instant. Some of them are right on the track, waiting. Some of them need verification and proof, doctor's reports, and other things. Sometimes God starts a work and it needs time for that work to come to fruition. But the devil, the enemy, the thief will vow that he will not allow your joy to be full. Every devil, every situation, every challenge that has vowed that your joy will not be full, I declare today, their head crushed in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear you. I said your head crushed in the name of Jesus. God has not called you to a life of struggle. He has called you because the path of the just is a burning light. It's supposed to shine brighter and what? Brighter. So the path of your life is supposed to shine brighter and brighter. So you must not allow any enemy. You must not allow any devil. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 32 verse 26, for persistent faith, Jacob said, I will never let you go unless you bless me. I will never let you go. Oh, 20 days of glory is over. I didn't receive it. What? I have received it already. In the spirit, I have received it. If you can capture it in the spirit, it will become a reality here. Everything that God has promised you, they are already hanging in the realm of the spirit. Your babies are there. Your job is there. Your new office is there. Your opportunities are there. Every single thing that God has said, for he is not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he will repent. There is prophecy over the life of everyone. It is not whether or not there is prophecy. It's whether or not there will be manifestation. Every devil that is trying to hinder the manifestation, I declare in the name of Jesus, their hands are cut short in the name of Jesus. I say you will manifest in the name of Jesus. It is the faith that says, though it tarries, wait for it. It will surely come. Others have received it. Others have received it. Yes, that others have received it is a sign that God is in the neighborhood. If he's in the neighborhood, he will show up in my own house. If he's in the neighborhood, he will show up about my own matter. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? So you don't live and lose your joy and lose your peace. And some people say, and I wanted to really get it to the glory. Others have gotten it. Hey, you just aborted something. Don't abort your testimony. Don't abort your joy. I'll give you an illustration. Okay, let's do this. If you have things that you can come with my tab, come with my phone, come with your own tab and phone, and maybe one person can come around. One of us can come around. Maybe Pastor Bimbo is here. One person can come around. Give me tab, give me phone. I want to do an illustration. Yes. Oh, yeah. So, you come around. You are the man wedding next. Come. The next married man. So look at it. Spread these things on the floor. Let me explain. Gently. Yeah. So you stand in front of those things. Stand in front. You go like this. Everybody, please watch out. Everything that God has given you. Some of us have come to 20 of glory and you have received healing. So let's assume that he's holding on to healing. Are we going to say now? Breakthrough has been announced and you desire a breakthrough, and maybe it's supposed to manifest in 2 or 3 weeks time, but that breakthrough is not anywhere else. It's still with you. Everything God has given to you is where? Is with you. There is what we call the law of recognition. Your ability to recognize the fact that the things that you need in your life, they are not far from you. Sometimes there are quality people around you. You are looking from there for in distance. You must understand the law of recognition that every single thing you need, they are already available around your space. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here right now? Now, when it comes to blessings and spiritual things, just imagine this man standing here. God has blessed him with a healing. So, okay, I am healed now. Then there is a breakthrough, or maybe a job, an opportunity, and maybe the things that Jesus Christ died for on the cross of Calvary, they are his. Are we getting what I'm saying now? They are the benefits of redemption. They are the things that he has paid for, so that we will have life and have it what? Abundantly. The Bible says God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Where? In Christ. And he is seated together with Christ. Where? In heavenly places. Where are the things that God has given to us? In heavenly places. So this is heavenly place. Just imagine that this is Christ. He's seated at the right hand, and see all the things that he has in heavenly place. But guess what? The devil is a thief that comes to steal, to kill. And just imagine that the person's business is stealing. If you know somebody's business is stealing, you'll be aware of the person. Are you getting what I'm saying here? So the devil is a thief that comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So he came for 20 days of glory, and all the things have been said. So some of these blessings are activated over his life, and he's supposed to start living in the reality of those things. But you see, the thief will start coming around, and the devil is trying to come around to see how he will react. So he's already saying, I am healed. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for my healing. Oh, I have my breakthrough job already. In the name of Jesus. That is his confession. Is that not? Then the devil begins to come. The devil will stand like this. Who told you that you are healed? How do you know you are healed? Check your back, you see. The symptom is coming back, check. See, he's listening to Satan. Can you see how he starts? So when you listen to Satan, you check the back. First time you press well. You say, check well. Check your back. Bend, you see now. And truly, can I tell you the truth? Because of that mental image and that you're already ruminating, you're already thinking, a symptom can show. It can show. They are called lying symptoms. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? The goal with, because the devil is a master of illusions. He plays with the mind. So this thing is happening in his mind. How many of us remember that during COVID-19, even when you didn't have COVID, you thought you had COVID? You started feeling like you are constipated again. Just they said it, because they said it. Anytime something is flying in the air, the first person that can grab it, your first part of you that grabs it is your mind. If your mind grabs it and believes it, I guarantee you it will happen in your life. anything you have the ability to sustain in your mind has the capacity to manifest in your life. It's a principle you cannot beat. That's why the Bible says, with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. Then with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So if he believes it, that there is pain there, the next thing he will now say is that, there is pain. No, as soon as he says, there is pain, Satan will put it there. See, he has accepted. Why? By your words, you are justified. By your words, you are condemned. So as soon as he feels that pain, what is he supposed to say? I refuse to believe this. I have no pain. I am healed. It was settled already. Jesus prayed for it 2,000 years ago. And no pain is in my body. I'm strong. In the name, you start confessing. Why? Your confession will determine your possession. If you cannot speak, you will die. If you close your mouth, Satan will close your life. And that's why faith does not work without confession. See, God has shown you, and we are prophesied, and you say in the name of Jesus, you are entering into that, your new office space, amen. You are getting the new job, amen. No email yet, and you are waiting for emails. Then all of a sudden, you get an email, pam pam, and eventually shows, and they say, we are sorry to announce that, to let you know that you were not picked among the first five people. Then you say, my life. Satan will say, yes, it's gone. But immediately that email comes, we are sorry to say, you are not picked among, you say, not me. All things work together for my good. I have a negative report, but I refuse to believe the negative report. Whose report do you believe? The report of God. Because a word has come, and we have a more sure word of prophecy. The word of prophecy is higher than the lie of Satan. The word of prophecy is higher than the negative report. The word of prophecy is higher than anything that has been said. Instead of believing what was said, the email, regardless that email has left that company and it has come to you, chances are that you are not aware that God is working out something and another company is about to bring another email. What if they send the email and it was a mistake and they are planning that the next day they will send another one? Do you know if you shut your mouth down, that next one will never come? Your confession can steer the heart of the person who is in the office. Your confession can steer the heart of somebody and put them under pressure. Remember when the prophet prophesied that the next day there will be food everywhere. Lepers started walking to make things happen. The way faith works is this. When you start talking it, all the elements of nature, human beings, systems, organization, animate objects, inanimate objects, everything begins to work together for your good. It is called the law of faith. It's a law that governs the universe. Many believers are not aware. They don't understand it. And the devil begins to come around. So by the time he agrees that there is pain, Satan will say yes. And I'll say, and let me check Google. The pain at the back, what does it mean? They will now say that, his kidney malfunction, liver, diabolic metabolism, caprosis. Caprosis of the caprament. What does that mean? You now go again. They will now show you 25 things that can cause blockage of the liver capillaries. Before you know it, the pain will now move from here to here. It will now move again. Before you know it, what you were not feeling before, you start feeling everything. That is the devil. That is the devil. He's a thief. He's a criminal. And I don't want any child of God here to accept that doubt. We have prophesied that you are going to get married next year. Start seeing yourself married. Start seeing yourself walking down the aisle. Start seeing yourself in your husband's house. Can you enter your kitchen? Please take the spoon and turn the soup. Pico, 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 pico. Serve your husband on the table. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Part of the step of faith that you are taking is to be confessing this and say, thank you, Father, for you have said that none will lack their mate. What a married, glorious woman I am in my matrimonial home. I am blessed. You are praying in the morning after prayer. You walk around. Oh, blessed woman. I make the heart of the man glad. What a glorious woman I am. The children that come from my loins, they are blessed. They say you never marry. You say children. It's because you are taking steps of what? Faith. If you know the principle of words and confession, you will not allow any devil to stop you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you know the principle of words, I said it. I told them. I said, anywhere we build a cathedral, we will always have overflow. Anywhere. If we double this cathedral now, we will have overflow again. It is my confession because I believe that the path of the just is a burning light. It shines brighter and brighter. We have never had a better last year. We did everything in our account and said, last year was really better. We don't know what's happening to us this year. No devil can stop a man that sees the future. If you are able to see your future, see yourself out of that shop and see a warehouse. See yourself out of one room and enter the next room. Can you just go and check the next other room? Can you go and see that it's now a duplex? Can you now? You need to see. Stop seeing yourself as a weak Christian, the one that Satan has beaten. See yourself as somebody carrying fire. In no way, Lori, me. You see yourself on fire. You wake up in the dream and you see a naked person. You say, that's not my picture. That's not my picture. That is the picture of all the devils that I have stripped naked. I'm off. You have to learn it. You know why I'm saying it? If you don't know what I'm saying and you think it's a joke, you know that devil is not a joke. Devil is serious about messing up the destiny of people. So as soon as the devil is trying to get him to believe those things, immediately, imagine this is the job opportunity. It is his own already. He's supposed to guard it. Is that not? Lay hold of it. Then he now says, any which way, sir, if the job comes, if it does not come. Immediately the devil hears it and say, you don't have the job. Say, I know I don't have it. Satan will now take it. Satan will not take it until he gives him a release with his mouth. It is your mouth that you use to give the devil a release. As soon as you say, I have it, he does not know what to do. Because obviously to him, you are aware of what you have. But when you say, it is gone. It is there. Satan will now gone it. And say, no. And you now say, let me manage, let me just be there. And before you know it, you are talking. He will now come to your marriage and say, this is your wife, Seth. She's your problem. A small argument to marry you. Say, see now. See this woman. Why is it like that? Say, I'm tired of marriage. Then from that day, problem has started. Quarrel, argument. These things are the things that God has given to him. But Satan wants to take it. But Satan cannot take it without his permission. Anything Satan takes from you, it is your permission. Job said, the things that I fear most has come upon me. Satan said, oh, mweleni. And truly, what was Job afraid of? He was afraid of poverty. He was afraid of being out of the place where God has put him. And Satan said, Satan parabolating, a discussion now ensued that led to him and God discussing. And Satan was, Job was stripped of everything that he had. It took the mercy of God to restore that man. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? So you must understand that in the balance of faith, you must not give the devil a word to hold on to. Don't say, I'm tired of life. If you say you are tired of life, all the demons of despair and depression and suicide will kill you fast. I can't be tired of life. I am here to enjoy my life. The Bible says, they that have received abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, they shall reign in life. I am reigning here. Devil, hear it very well. I'm here to reign. The devil, you hear Pastor Tunji was sharing. If you know what he went through that season, it's not an easy task. It was a total shut off. No ministrations, nothing, no going anywhere. Drilling you and you were confessing scripture and Satan was still fighting you. But guess what? The persistent faith dimension will now come. He said he confessed all the scripture in his mouth to the point where he now says, Satan, I'm not even going to talk about your scripture. Just know that I am not going to die. If you want to kill yourself, kill yourself. Me, I'm not going to die. And Satan, why? All the men in their family, he told us already now, that before the mid-50s and all that, they will die. As he began to approach, Satan begins to approach. There are patterns in your family line that you must not agree with. They agree that everybody in your family, they don't marry on time. Say, now, so if they have moved from our family, that marriage is now our own problem. You have adopted the problem. You have bought the problem. You wore matriculation gown for the problem. Into you wore it and I say, come and stay in my life. But when you say to yourself, not me. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Not me. Because I am different. Christ is inside of me. I am in the new order. Is anybody getting what I'm saying? Satan realized that you know who you are. Fear begins to grip him. Do you know how many people every day of your life, I'm really afraid of the future. If you say you are afraid of the future, everything in your future will be black. Satan will finish you with every fear. But when you say there's nothing to fear, why? Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, he holds my future. And life is worth a living just because he lives. So you stand your ground and say, my life is secured. Satan, there's no space here. No empty space in my mind. Tell the devil, no empty space in my mind. This mind is occupied with the glory of God. with the wisdom of God, with the power of God. Satan! No space around here. Yes, if you put a barricade, robbers cannot come in. If you open anywhere, they will show in. All the Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. What is in your heart? Please, if we do an x-ray of your heart, what will we see there? If we see depression, Satan will put it. If we see fears, if you see death, anything that is in your heart is what will be in your life. What must you see in your heart? The Bible says, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, if there be any praise, if there be any good report, think on these things. I don't think dead thoughts. I don't think dirty thoughts. I don't think wicked thoughts. I don't conceive wickedness against anybody. And anybody who conceives wickedness against me, it will rot in their heart. Yes. Know what you do, because you know what you have. A child is there. He told you his son was about to die. The same demon who want to attack that one. Say, you know that how it does. If I cannot attack the father and it's the turn of the father, if there's a vulnerable son, I will take that one. Because they have agreements. But this man is shutting the door and saying, no, I am saying that it's not only me. I am the beginning of a new order. So with me from here now, to this other place, you can't touch anybody. Pattern has ended. Is everybody in the family must have to have your auntie Jacinta? She had breast cancer. He said yes. Ah, do you forget Sister Rose? She had nose cancer. Yeah, yes. Yeah, my dear, cancer is just a common thing in our family. See how you said it. So cheap. What did Jesus die for? The answer is common thing. So you are now waiting. So anytime you go for checkup, you are waiting for where they will now tell you cancer. Some people now say, I knew it. See? And the devil holds you by your words. Are you getting what I'm saying? Fear and faith cannot survive together in one space. It's either there is faith or fear. Know what you are carrying inside. The Bible says the righteous is as bold as a lion. Don't just allow any devil anywhere. Don't just allow any devil mess you up. Listen, you have to be aggressive. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The devil comes around you. Imagine the devil coming and he's about to take this thing. What is he supposed to do? What is he supposed to do? Eh? Talk. What is the Bible says resist him. So I'm about to take it now. Just mind me. Stop. It's not your own. You don't have anything. It's not your own. You don't have anything. Check yourself. You are a poor man. In your family, they are poor. Who told you that you are wealthy? What money is in your account? It matters. It's by the people's money that they are justified. Of. See, let. But when you sit down there and the devil is saying, he say, you know you are poor. He say, it's not easy. This economy, nobody can survive in this country and you are in the country. People don't survive in this. People don't do well in this country and you are there. So people, you added yourself to the people. Don't you see houses when you are going around town? Don't you see new cars every day? Don't you see weddings every day? Don't you see things happening every day? Are you part of those that will suffer? Are you part of the masses? I am not part of the masses, so I am part of the victorious ones. Because whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcomes even our faith. Know it. Know this and know peace. Take your biro and picture your future and write it. 5 years from now, this is the kind of business I'll be running. Paint the picture of your future. Save it on your notepad. Anytime the devil is messing around, you open your notepad and start reminding him. 5 years from now, this man you see is supposed to be here. That's where I'm going to. I'm there in the spirit already. The hand of the Lord is upon me. You will see that when you start reading that thing, an anointing will come upon you. You either start shedding tears of joy or you start worshiping. Something will just happen to you. Why? Angels will minister to you. When you speak life, you are putting angels in motion. When you speak death, you are giving Satan opportunity. Everyone that has spoken death and is affecting anything in your life, I declare today, restoration in the name of Jesus. I say restoration in the name of Jesus. I say restoration in the name of Jesus. This you can take it and go. What must you do? Number one, believe the word of God. Someone say, believe the word of God. Yes, the Bible says, therefore I say to you, whatsoever thing you ask in prayer, believe that you receive them. Mark 11:24. Look at it. Mark 11:24. Put it fast. I have 4 minutes and I'm going to leave here. Shout it loud. Everybody, want to go now?
Wait. He said, believe that you will receive them. Wait. He said, believe that you will receive them. What is written here? So I believe that I receive them. Not that I will. He said, but because you believe that you receive them. So in the place of prayer, I have received already. He said, because you believe that you receive them, and you will. That is the law. But when you pray, you say, I'm hoping God will do it. Stop hoping. Stop hoping. Hope has kept you till you got to the bus stop of faith. The difference between hope and faith is that hope is a patient waiter. It keeps you to wait until the promise comes. As soon as the promise comes, you join the bus of the promise called faith. Many people are still on hope bus stop. That's why they don't move. There's nothing wrong with hope. Hope maketh not ashamed. Because hope is what you are showing your neighbors that, I'm still going to move into my household. I'm still going to move into my household. That's hope. All your life, will you be saying, I'm still going to move into my household? No. What is faith? Faith means that I entered a new vehicle. I have entered my house. I have entered my house. Are you getting what I'm saying here? I'm going to marry. I see myself married already. I see myself established already. I'm going to start a business. My business is working. See, when you pray, you need to learn to pray prophetic prayers. My business is working already. Things are working. I see clients coming from all nations of the world. You got born again in the end of glory. And Satan told you that after 6 months, I know you will go back. I know your weakness. I know your weak point. I don't have a weak point. Because the Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. Anything you say is your weak point, Satan will finish you. There are many guys, they always say to themselves, my weak points now, just woman. If I just see the back of woman, my brain, they turn. Anytime you see, your brain will turn. Because you confess, you gave the demons opportunities. And every day of your life, they will show you different kind of back. Then you'll be going back, you'll be going back, you'll be going back. Because you said it, you are the one that confessed your weakness. You know, you are supposed to be confessing strength and not weakness. Every weakness you confess and Satan hears, that is his weapon against you. So know it today. And anytime Satan projects something as a weakness, say, I don't have any weakness. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I can stay away from that addiction. I can stay away from this sin. I can stay away from this dirty life. I'm not a dirty, I'm not a pig. I don't go back to my vomit. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He said, the word is near thee, even in thy mouth, the word of faith, which we speak. We speak the word of faith. We don't keep the word of faith. I will give you opportunity to speak the word of faith over your future. In the next 2 minutes, you will talk. You have pictures of the things you desire. You will say them. And when you say them, after you have declared those things, this principle that I've given to you, hold it tight as you are going home. Number one, I said is what? Believe the word. Number two, refuse to waver. See, situation, I said that email came, but the guy said, no, not me. Not me. The name is there, but he said, not me. Not me. I am not agreeing. You know why? Faith is spiritual agidi. Based on conviction of the word of the man who gave you a word. God gave you a word. Satan is saying something. You'll be stubborn. Look at you now. Wait, just wait. Your father comes and he says that this property belongs to you. And they wrote a document in your name. And they give you the property. Then somebody shows up in the compound tomorrow. And say, hey, leave this premises. He's not wearing law enforcement agency uniform. He just came like that. You know, Satan has been stripped of his glory. He doesn't have uniform. You're forgotten. He now says, hello, everybody in this house, come out now. Will you come out of that house? You have the title deed. You have the property. You now come out of the house. And say, this one you say we should go out. Come out now. Go, leave there. Then you carry. Children, no, my wife, they say we should come out. Those are spiritual cowards. That's how many believers live. They live like spiritual cowards. Your father gave you an inheritance, gave you a property. And an idiot from the pit of hell is showing up to tell you that it's not your own. You will ask the person, in whose authority? Where are you coming from? Do you know that sometimes law enforcement agency brings documents and you still ask them, where's your ID card? Because anybody can put, I don't know what you're doing. There are times you meet people on the road and you say, sir, I don't understand. I want to see your ID card. Sometimes you say, where is your search warrant of arrest? Many believers don't say anything. Satan just tells you are going to die. He says, I don't want to die. God, I don't want to die now. Satan says you will die. You say, who? Who? Me. Are you okay? Me. You say, it will not work for you. Say, me. You are a very dumb devil. All things are working together for my good. Did I tell you on Friday, where did you see that thing you are saying? Your father's will. Your father's will is what? The Bible. If your father wrote something in a will and it's yours, why would you allow anybody to say it's not your property? Are you getting what I'm saying now? So each time you feel that you are doubting what God says, where are you supposed to go back? Go back to the will and read it. Number 5. So verse. By his stripes I am healed. All things are working together for my good. It shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water and bring this fruit in its season. And Satan says, you will never be fruitful in your life. I say, wait. The last time I read in that will, he said, there shall be none barren. That's what my father said. You look at the devil. Get out now. Any devil you give right, you'll mess up. Are you getting what I'm saying here? So don't waver. Stand your ground. Number 3, continue speaking. Talk. I believe. I speak. Number 4, then you start singing and celebrating it. Oh, glory to God. I have it already. You put on your, if you don't know how to sing, just get, like that's what I did this morning. I went on YouTube and I searched one of Gabriel Lisiashi's song. This kind God, another one, no deal. The dance that nobody will laugh. If I'm dancing, yes, some people will laugh. All these photographers, they'll be photographing. And when I see myself, I'll be saying, ah, let me be this. This one, only angels are having my videos. Another one, no deal. Hey, yeah. Another one, no deal. Hey, yeah. I danced like that this morning. I danced myself to sweat. And I said, Satan, I go finish you. You and all your demons in hell, you are under where? My feet. You must know these things. Because if you know them, Satan is gone for life. And finally, never let the devil take your joy. After you are finished singing, temptations can come, pressure can come. But can I remind you, don't let the devil steal your joy. It is with joy that you withdraw from the well of salvation. Rise up on your feet. Rise up. I love you, Lord, for your mercies never fail me. All my days I'll be held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. Yes. In darkest night, you were close like no one. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. In the goodness of God.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of these life transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.